morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to episode 5 of the Fighting for Fatherhood podcast, where we're going to dive in today about how you, as the husband and father, do not need to win every single time. And this is kind of a hard thing, right? Because we're born and raised in a culture where it teaches us competitiveness, and it teaches us that you have to win, you have to be the best, and you have to do everything to the fullest. And then you get into a marriage and relationship with your wife and your kids, and you realize that not everything has to be won. And it's kind of one of those hard lessons, or maybe a lesson that some people haven't even heard yet at this point. And so for me, I had to learn this in a pretty abrupt way. One of the sayings that people will say is you can win every battle and still lose the war. And the question has to come when you get into a disagreement or a misunderstanding or an argument or something that you and your spouse just cannot align on, you have to make the choice and the conversation: is this worth me winning this battle? And if I win this battle, how will this influence the war? And the war isn't against your spouse. So the battle typically ends up being waged against your spouse, because you guys get in a disagreement about something and there's some argument about something with the kids or the house or chores or responsibility or who's handling what or how something goes or something went wrong or whose fault or who's pinning blame. Whatever it is, they all happen, and we obviously don't want to do those things, but they just happen in life. And so when those moments come up and you get into this battle, typically you're battling with your wife a little bit about those things. And you got to remember, at the end of the day, no matter what, the battle is against spiritual battles. It's not against flesh and blood. So it's never truly against your wife, but in the moments, it really feels like it's against your wife, right? And so as you're sitting here in a little battle trying to figure it out, you got to think about the overall war. And you got to think, what is the war against? And the war really comes down to salvation, Christ, and Satan, and what the true battle is. And you got to think, God designed an intimate design for relationship with him and with your spouse. And he meant for a man to lay down his life for his wife as Christ laid down his life for the church. He exemplified that when Jesus came, how he sacrificed himself for the church to make sure that the church is here today. So when Jesus came over 2,000 years ago, we're still building churches to memorize Jesus Christ. Clearly, he laid down his life for a church that influenced generations to come. We as the husbands are supposed to do the same for our wives. And so when you're in the middle of a disagreement and you and your wife cannot see eye to eye, and you cannot understand, you cannot figure out how to get to the same page, and you guys are having a frustration, and typically they're not even that big of a deal. Maybe it is a big thing, but at the end of the day, no matter how big that thing is that thing worth not having your wife? Is that thing worth losing the spiritual battle? Is that thing worth destroying a family unit? If you can say yes, then clearly there's some deep-rooted issues that need something more than just a podcast to fix. But if you're sitting here identifying, no, I understand that these things are not worth the battle against my wife, that's when you got to learn how to let go. For me, it was as simple as we got a new bed for my kids. We got a bunk bed for my two older kids, and we have this large room for the older two kids, and then there's the small room for the youngest that I have, and out of my three kids. And I was telling my wife, like, we could reorganize the older two's room, we could put all the beds in here, and then we could create a playroom, and we could have one playroom, and we can move all the toys, and it'll help with cleaning and organizing. And for me, it just made logical sense. We have all the beds and all the clothes in one room, and then we have all the toys in the other room. And she, for some reason, really wanted to have the two kids in one room and then the infant in the other room. And she's one now, and then her older sisters are 3 and 4. So it's not like it's like a huge age difference where like sleep is really that big of a difference. They're pretty much all on the same sleep schedules, everything right now. So it really wouldn't have impacted. And I kept pushing and pushing and pushing against this. And my wife just really had it. And at the end of the day, my wife's the one who's home with the kids. My wife's the one who takes care of the cleaning. And my wife is the one who's going to be in there when it comes down to the kids. I go in and help with bedtime. I go in and help pick up at times. And I'm there when it comes down to it. But my wife's going to spend more time in there than me. And so I had to come to a point where I'm like, is it really worth me getting my way? For me, it just made logical sense. And I couldn't understand how my wife did not see how logical it was for us to put our kids' beds in the same room. But my wife was sitting there very, very on her path that's what she wanted. And at the end of the day, I'm not willing to win this battle if it might jeopardize the war. Because at the end of the day, the war is to keep my wife and to keep a relationship with her and to build a relationship with her so that we can win the war against Satan and stick to God's design for marriage. And if I win this battle over something that really doesn't influence my life at all, but it might influence my wife's life, and maybe that's why she's holding on to it so much, is you got to think your wife's perspective. What is this going to change for your wife, even though you might not see it from that angle? And so for me, I had to identify that and be able to step down from it. And like this happened like 4 or 5 times in the same week where it was something as simple as the organization of the bedroom. And there was just little things that kept happening in the last week where I was like, boy, I just cannot win at all in anything that we want to happen. Like something with our fish tank happened, and then something with getting a new fish, and then something with the groceries that we wanted to buy, and then something with the cleaning chemicals that we wanted to buy. And it was like every single thing, it was like, oh my gosh, I don't understand how I can't seem to win a single one of these. And then I had to stop and think, doesn't matter if I win a single one of these things though. Do any of them influence it at the end of the day? None of them were jeopardizing our finances. None of them were ruining our relationship. None of them were something that actually directly impacted me, but they all helped my wife. I took everything from a logical standpoint, and she took everything from somebody who had to use the stuff or get the stuff or take care of the stuff that we were doing. And I didn't see it from that lens. I just looked at logic. And when you're doing that, you're going to battle with your wife against those things, and the spiritual battle is going to start waging in your hearts. And if you are willing to let go of that spiritual battle and give in to something that really doesn't impact you, because you got to think, like, even me just saying right now, give in, right? Like, give in just has an immediate negative connotation to us. And really, it's not that you're giving in. It's not that you're giving up. It's not that you're handling anything or giving control over anything. You're simply stating in that moment that the relationship and care for my wife is stronger than the care for my own selfish ambition. Because 9 times out of 10, your own selfish ambition has actually zero impact or influence on a better relationship with your wife. The times that it does matter are the times that you're not going to let go. And that's when you have to have a real conversation. So for me, this played out a lot this last week where I just had to take a step back and just remember, I don't have to win everything. I don't have to win every argument. I don't have to win every disagreement. I don't have to win every way we handle things. And if you can remember that thing, obviously I fail at it, and I failed at it yesterday in a disagreement with the kids, even after all of those other times where I was like, oh, just let my wife have it so that I can win the spiritual war, and I'm going to be in a better relationship with her because I'm going to be able to build right now instead of destroy. I kept reminding myself that, and then we got into another thing yesterday about how I handled discipline with one of our kids, and I could not seem to remember it for winning, and so I had to win that argument, and when I won that argument, my wife and I got more distant that day. And so it's just those times that you got to continue to remind yourself you don't have to win everything. You're going to fail at it. You're going to want to win. You're going to get into disagreements. That's just a part of being human. And in particular, it seems to be a deep-rooted foundation in a lot of men these days, is the pride and the desire to be right in particular. And I think that that's because of how culture raises us. That's not how God wants us to be. God doesn't raise us to be right. God raises us to be humble. God raises us and wants us to come to him at his feet, because the last will be first in his eyes. And so he will bring the proud to their knees. You have to remember these things when you're thinking to yourself if you want to win the battle with your wife today, or if you want to win the war with Satan for the future. Keep those things in mind anytime you try and get into a little disagreement with your wife, and I guarantee it'll change the way that you and your wife have disagreements. Good luck, guys.